And welcome to the latest series of Travels with Priscilla and the first episode in our latest adventure. Starting off in May 2023, travelling north. More about where we're going as we go, as we start recording, and as we get there, we'll keep you updated. But when I say north, I don't mean Scotland. I mean slightly further north than that. So our travel started in Europe. We took the Channel Tunnel and headed straight for a supermarket and filled up with lots of food and cheese and wine, and headed off directly off towards the Netherlands, to Eindhoven, going through our least favourite country, I think, so far, Belgium, where the roads are still appalling and bouncy and full of potholes and aggressive drivers. But we spent the night at a charming motorhome campsite. I think it's the only way to describe it, really, near Eindhoven. Maybe a little bit too close to Eindhoven Airport, it turned out, but really, really well-organised, really friendly people. Even had a little restaurant on site. We also experienced there were low-flying Chinook helicopters at one point. It was a bit like at home. And the first mosquito bite of our trip. Jan.
Yes, they were indeed Chinooks. The only difference being that instead of the British logo, they had the US logo on the side of them, the star. But flying in pairs, and it was very strange. The other thing we encountered in Holland was probably the best service station either of us have ever seen.
Yeah, when we set off the next day, it was
it was like a high-class hotel really nice. Buffet.
Yeah, really nice.
Absolutely really brilliant.
Second day, we, for one reason or another, we elected to actually go for a longer trip than planned, and drove for several hours, or quite a few hours. Up through Holland, really nice motorway, relatively slow because they have a lower speed limit on the motorways during daytime, which is brilliant. And then we hit Germany, which has the opposite thing. You know, you get the very scary thing of quite a lot of it has no speed limit. And as a driver, you have to spend a lot of time making sure you don't accidentally pull out in front of some BMW doing 150 miles an hour. Or also bracing yourself and holding the wheel straight as something comes thundering past you. That was quite interesting. The name of the first site we stayed at near Eindhoven was Spekdonk. Der Spekdonk. Turns out Donk is a sandy hill or something. It was very Dutch. It was very nice. Anyway, Germany. Back to Germany. Flying up through Germany. On that part of the trip, we experienced some really heavy rain at one point. Absolutely downpour, really scary, to be honest with you, when you're trying to keep the van on the road. Floods of water on the motorway. Trucks still going at their regular speed. And we actually, at one point, pulled over to just let the weather pass. Also, some pretty hefty roadworks on those German motorways on the A1. Really something we're going to try and avoid later at a later date. So that night we stayed at another motorhome dedicated site. Lovely circle, very automated system, nice grass area under trees next to a big campsite with kind of more permanent chalets and caravans and all that sort of thing. Again, all under the trees, very mature kind of site, big swimming pool, bar, etc. That sort of thing. Very pleasant though, really, really nice feeling to the place. And as I say, very, very smart automation of booking in, paying for electricity, all that kind of thing. And that was sort of south of Bremen. We got to by then. We had intended to go to Munster, but we didn't We decided to keep going. Jan spotted some interesting things as well while we were driving, such as...
Well, it was this crazy weather. As John said, at one point it was raining, I mean, really, really scarily hard. And then probably less than an hour later, the weather had changed and they were spraying fields of Christmas trees with water because it was so hot and dry. Really, really strange. But it was a lovely campsite. Really enjoyed it. In the bar, we'd got swallows. Literally.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Going under the canopy in the bar.
Yeah.
Which was incredible.
So the third day, we then thought, well, we'll keep the pace up a bit and we'll keep going and see if we can get to Denmark, which we did. To get there, we had to go around Hamburg, kind of through Hamburg, actually, truth be told. What a place. Oh, my goodness. The roadworks, the huge numbers of lorries, most of which were absolutely static on the motorway for mile after mile, thousands of them queuing for, I guess, to get into the port or something, and the roadworks or whatever.
Well, and container ships that you could see from the motorway.
Oh, yeah,
that were, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 containers high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amazing stuff.
I've never, ever seen a port so huge.
Yeah.
So many huge cranes that you could see for miles ahead.
But, not great fun, that one. But
no.
But once we got through it, really nice drive up to the very north of Germany. And then into Denmark, and where we found the fuel was a lot cheaper than at home. Oh, by the way, converse problem in Germany, we didn't buy any diesel on the motorway services in Germany because it was very, very expensive, about 50% more than the UK price. But cheaper in the towns, but on the motorway, horrendous rip off. But anyway, we got into Denmark. We had open sandwiches at a service station on the motorway. We're not spending all our time on the service station on motorways, but that leg of the journey, we were trying to get some pace. And then ended up at a town called Sonderborg, which was really nice, just off the motorway, where... but the weather was a bit damp, but we parked. We were thinking we might stay. There was a parking spot by the marina, but it wasn't so great. But there was a nice campsite really close by. So we stopped at the campsite and walked into the town. Castle on the waterfront, potted around the town a bit, looking at shops and food, buying some old bits and pieces, and went back to the land. But the weather was a bit... Yeah, we also, while we were in Sonderburg, you could also see tall ships coming in. One or two came into the harbour and then through the fjord, and we saw them the next morning going further up. So the next day we decided to move on again. And drove on up through Sweden. And so we're now currently parked at a place called Skalsors,
Skalsors.
Oh, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm going to give up trying to pronounce these Scandinavian names. Skalsko with a line through it, or R. The thing is, this is a really cute, really nice little town. We're parked at the harbour. We're surrounded by other motorhomes. It's free and easy to park up on the harbour. Not free, sorry, you have to pay, but it's easy to park on the harbour. Good supermarket, but on the harbour we're surrounded by all sorts of boats. Right in front of us there are a couple of huge gin palaces that are being having some repairs done, or some minor repairs done, I think, so they don't spill their gin while they're sailing. Then we're off to, we walked around the town, and then up into a kind of a lagoon north of the town, which was full of wildlife and seabirds. We have seen eider ducks, the first sight of eider ducks here, white-tailed eagles, all sorts of things. And yeah, on the harbour side here, there's a bar. It's expensive, but you're kind of paying for the location rather than the quality of the beer, I would say. And also on the harbour is a fish shop with their own smokehouse, which is absolutely fantastic. But it is a working harbour. So last night we stayed here and we were woken up by the sound of cranes lifting boats into the water and onto lorries, or off lorries and into the water, and all the combinations of that. The weather has really heated up. We're in sandals, shorts, trying to keep cool at the moment. So I'm going to have a second night here, and then we're heading on deeper tomorrow.